who you rocking with. It's your guy Pootie HG. Bro, you know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all tap into that King's flow, that vibes, that in that mood, all that type.
Hey, what's up, people, man? I know it's been a while, but we got a special guest today. I mean, he a rapper, an artist.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Tell the people where you from. We got Pootie HG in the building.
Yes, sir. Bro. All
right, man. That's what's up.
North Philly, you know what I mean? North side of Philly, north side that way. You know what I'm saying? I go by the name Pootie HG. HG stands for highly gifted. Bro. We rebuilding everything after losses. You know what I'm saying? Wins and losses turning into bosses. You know how we rocking. Yeah, that's how we coming, man.
All right, man. So I'm going to hop right into this. And I just want to know, man, what got you rapping, bro?
What inspired me to rap?
Yeah, what inspired you to rap?
Just my environment. Like, just being within the culture. Like, growing up. Like, anybody in the hood, like, just growing up, listening to, like, music. Like, I'm influenced by people like Tupac, Jay-Z, 50 Cent, Fab, Jadakiss, Styles P, Herbo, Dirk, all types of people. So just being around the culture and just growing up. So that's what I'm kind of influenced by. It's my environment.
Okay, cool, man. Right now, you know, I remember a while ago we had did an interview, but that joint got messed up.
Yeah,
it was audio joint.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah,
when we first did that. That's when we first met each other. But I appreciate you. I just want to take the time out to you. Say, yo, man, keep doing your thing.
Appreciate
and I appreciate you taking time out to even want to do this podcast, to do this with me.
Yeah, bro, it's a pleasure to be here with you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got something going on. I see you striving just like anybody else. And I fuck with that, bro. You feel what I'm saying? I think a lot of times people just be complacent about dealing with certain people because of status and whatever the case may be. But I think it's important to just fuck with people just off of who they are type shit. And that's why I'm here, bro, because I fuck with you for who you are type shit. And it's a pleasure being here with you.
Yeah, all right, bro. And another thing I just want to ask you is, so it's been, what, over a year since we met, right?
Yeah,
it's been over a year. So and all that in between time, how has your music been going for you?
It's been going pretty good. You know, it's been some ups and this and downs. You know, that's just the business side of everything. But besides the ups and the downs, as far as like the craft and the art of it, it's been getting great, bro. Like, I'm kind of fucking with some melodic sounds now. I'm more so of a true hip hop artist. Like, I like to be bar for bar type shit. I like storytelling. Anybody that want to tap into my music, you can follow me at Pootie HG, P-O-O-D-I-E-H-G. That's on all platforms to follow up as far as like what I'm talking about for the people who don't know what I'm talking about or who never heard of me. But as far as the creative and everything's been pretty good. And as far as the business side, just understanding the business a little bit more, just having a good understanding of how everything ran on the business and the music. You feel me? So.
Okay, so with that being said, do you believe this talent 90% business? And what is the one thing have you learned in business that you didn't know back then from when me and you first met that you know that you learned now that you could pass on to somebody else and let them know what to look out for?
Right. Well, I think 80% is the business, 20% is the talent. Now, the only reason I say that is because you could be the hottest artist in the world. You could be one of the greatest artists out there right now, but if you don't have the marketing skills, if you don't have understanding about these business goals as far as how you can get the value that you're really worth, you feel what I'm saying? Then it's gonna be hard, you know what I'm saying? So I would say that it's 80% business, 20% talent. And one thing that I have learned in the music business that I didn't know last year was about, I started learning about syncing and licensing your music. And I started also learning about auditing your music and looking out for certain, understanding what certain words means in contracts. Like, you can have a contract and the contract, you'll see like, okay, let's say for example, somebody wanted to sign you for $100,000, right? But in the contract, they got all these secretive words that's used differently in law. Whereas though you think you about to sign this contract and you get this $100,000 and it's going to lead up to you making more money, but in actuality, that $100,000 can really be $10,000 or $20,000 for real, because they got certain words within your contract that's basically making you put more money out. So it's like you never really got the $100,000. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So just looking out for your contracts and learning about seeking and being licensed in music. For any up and coming artists, like, pitch your songs to like TV shows, you know what I mean? Up and coming movies and stuff like that, you know? There's good money in today, man. And besides you getting show money, it's besides you getting merch money, look into that. So, it's an opportunity.
All right, man, that's good to hear. Since we off into this music or whatever, and well, off air, you know, we was talking about your streams.
Right.
And your streams, I see they close to almost, over your overall is almost 3,000.
Yeah.
What got you to that point, and who led you to get your streams up like this? What was it? What was it that got you here?
Honestly, bro, it was myself, bro. Like, just really, like, staying motivated on my music. You get what I'm saying? Like, because it's been times where, like, I was pushing my music and I'm doing what I'm doing or whatever. And, you know what I mean? I need help. Like, I need somebody to help me pass out flyers. You know what I mean? I got friends and associates. They got families and stuff like that. And some people just can't genuinely help at times when you really need it. So, you know, just pushing it myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, going outside, communicating with people, having conversations with people, giving out my business cards, setting myself up with meetings with different A&R reps from different labels, taking the chances, taking them trips to travel to different places like Apple headquarters. Like, just last year, me and my team, we went to the headquarters at Apple or whatever. And just to talk to them about, like, what can I do as far as, like, as an artist to, you know, get a deal or establish a deal with you guys. Like, what is the credentials that I need? And not, like, as far as, like, a deal to work with you guys. I mean, work for you guys, but a deal to work with you guys, like a partnership deal. So, like, just honestly, bro, just word of mouth, letting people know, dropping music. You know what I mean? As consistent as I can, and marketing myself. So everything's just been based off me, bro. I really haven't had no help. And that's just how I've been.
So with that being said, you did mention A&R. So who led you to, where did you get to that point of meeting A&R? Was that a network situation? Did somebody tell you about a certain person or?
Yeah.
Or yeah. How'd that work out? How'd that play out for you?
Well, what had happened was I had went to Houston. Shout out to my guy TJ Adams too. You can follow him on the gram at TJ Adams. Shout out to my guy TJ Adams. He just came off his season finale for the Wu-Tang side. And me and TJ, it went tight for a very long moment of time. And I remember when he was going over his scripts or whatever. I used to help him out with his scripts and stuff like that. And bro, ever since he started doing acting, he just took off. So I've been grinding, pushing my music, and I guess he's been seeing I've been grinding, pushing my music. He reached out to me, and he invited me to come to him down Houston about a year ago. And I went down there, and you know, I got to meet a couple of fit people. And that's how I got in contact with a lot of A&R reps through my guy TJ Adams. Shout out TJ Adams, he hooked me up with that. So I appreciate that, Brian. But look.
So TJ Adams, ODB. I love that joint, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to him, man. Yo, he played that joint to the T. I really thought that was Old Dirty Bastard, real rap. Look like him, act like everything.
Every time I talk to him, I be like, bro, you killed that role, bro. It's gonna be kind of hard to beat that.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? What do they call that? He might end up. It sounds like he might get typecast.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, But he is a really good actor, man.
Yeah, yeah. And he
really,
he,
really good. Like, the John felt like that was really him.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, that shit really felt like it was him, man.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, yo, he got it. The look down there, the movement, right, the whole, everything.
The whole,
like,
John. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, y'all. Yeah, 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 no shit, yeah.
All that. Yeah, man. But, I will say ODB was a wild card, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's a deck of 52 cards, and he was the Joker.
Yeah, yeah. Facts, he was the Joker. Facts. Shout out to TJ Adams, man.
Yeah, man.
Shit.
I see your streams on Spotify is 244 plus,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then your streams on Apple Music is 949. How long did that take you to get to that point right there?
I don't know, bro. Like, it didn't take me long. Like, it just from marketing, bro, basically, and just pushing my music, getting it out there. I went through a little personal struggles myself, being as though, just personal things in life, you know? Like, I've been through some personal things in life that kind of, like, turned me away from music for a little bit. And then I had to get my mind right and collect myself to remind myself, like, y'all really that nigga tomorrow for me. Right. So I got in my bag and I got back to the music shit. So, yeah, I think just me just letting people know, telling people word of mouth, communicating with people, that helped kind of get my numbers up.
Right. So a while back ago,
mm-hmm,
we was talking about, you know, you did a little stint. You know, you did a little time or whatever.
Yeah.
And at that point in time, how old were you? And you was talking about being deterred. How did that deter you? Now, how does that help you now and in the future?
At the time I got locked up, I think it was about 19 years old. And I was in there not for too long, like 3 months. Came home. And I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Like, it really motivated me. Like, I know a lot of niggas, after they come home, that's when they blow up and stuff like that. But no, like, you know, being as though I was so young and I was locked up, I was locked up for armed robbery. What's up, bro? Like, mind you, I did not do none of the shit that I got accused of. And inshallah, from the grace of God, like, I beat my case. You know what I mean? I ain't really gonna get too much in debt to it, but what I can say is that being in an environment, when I'm talking to like guys around my age, a little bit older, and sometimes a little bit younger, bro. I was 19 years old, and I'm talking to them, and they talking to me. They like, yo, how long you got in here? And I'm like, I don't even know, bro. I gotta figure this shit out. And I'm like, yo, how long you got in here? And they like, oh, like, I got like 6, 7, 8 years in this gym. And it's cool though. I'll be back. And they saying it like it's ease, like at least I get to come home in 6, 7, 8 years. I'm thinking about that. I'm like, damn, like, bro, 6, 7, 8 years is a lot of time out of your life being away from society. You know what I'm saying? So it was a reality check for me to be like, bro, like, there's people out here going through worse, waiting years to come back out here just to have a regular life. So, you know, you got to be the one. It motivated me to be like, yo, you got to be the one to really turn this shit up and really make it happen. So that's what kind of motivated me and kept me going. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, you know, coming up in Philly, man, it could be rough sometimes.
Facts.
You trying to do the right thing, but you're surrounded by the wrong thing.
Facts.
And you was basically just in that particular situation. How did you move in that John? How are you? What kept you going, bro?
Well, I stayed to myself. Shout out to my celly, Mr. Muhammad. It's like, you always gonna find a Mr. Muhammad somewhere. But shout out to my celly, Mr. Muhammad. He kept me grounded. You know what I mean? I remember the first time I came in there, he was like, yo, is this your first time being locked up? Like, I'm like, this ain't my first time, but in the dog joint, yeah. It was real thorough. Like, you know what I mean? He let me know what was going on as far as who is who, what is what, what's going on, whoop-de-whoop. You know, if you really get locked up, you know, it ain't nothing to brag about, but, you know, being as though I've been in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain things that I pick up on that when other people that's other street, like, dudes that peep game, like, oh, all right, he got adjust to what's going on. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, so he put me on game to what's going on. Shout out to Mr. Muhammad. He put me on game, what's going on. I just stayed to myself, bro. I worked out, read some books, you know what I'm saying? Talked to my folks over the phone when I got my phone time, and that's pretty much it. And I kept writing racks. So that kind of kept me going.
All right, man. So you got this one track called Hope. What was the inspiration behind that? What inspired you to write that?
Well, at the time, I wrote Hope. This was around like between 2016 to 2018, between them time periods. When I wrote Hope, a lot of niggas was telling me, like, in particular my homies was telling me, like, yo, bro, like, you gotta switch your flow, because, like, the way that I rap, I'm like a storyteller, you feel what I'm saying? I go bar for bar, you feel what I'm saying? I use metaphors, you feel what I'm saying? And my flow, I got flow. So a lot of people was telling me, like, yo, bro, like, you gotta switch your flow. Like, you can't be talking about, you know, trying to make it out of the trenches. Like, bro, you gotta talk about some other shit, like fucking bitches and killing niggas. Like, but that wasn't me, you feel what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong, I could still pop that shit because I come from the trenches, but the inspiration from Pope basically came from a lot of niggas telling me, like, yo, switch your flow. Like, switch your flow. Like, stop talking about the shit that you're talking about. Like, switch your flow. That's why in Hope, the first thing I said, they told me to go switch my flow for attention. They don't know I spit real shit for the trenches, because that was my whole core of being an artist, you feel me? At the end of the day, to speak my truth on my experiences I had growing up and just being able to relate to others that went through similar situations like me, or that can relate to going through some type of struggle.
Right.
So that's where the inspiration from Hope came from. From people telling me to switch my flow, switch my flow, and I'm like, no, fuck out of here.
So you were saying that your folks around you was trying to tell you the trenches and all like that, but you went about it. I like that bar that you had, and you went about it and said, fuck that, I'm gonna be original to who I am.
Yeah, facts.
And that's what make you real.
Facts.
Right?
Facts.
You know what I mean? And could you see yourself, because, you know, and especially in rap right now, it seems like a lot of rappers are getting killed, right? So it's a lot of rappers right now, and they all getting killed right now or whatever. And so with that being said, I was wondering, you don't seem like the guy that'll come across and carry yourself in that way, and try to carry yourself in a positive light. So I feel like you'll probably be all right. You know what I'm saying? Because you carry like a J. Cole, you feel me? I mean, you're a cool bull. Yeah, and
appreciate that.
Yeah, bro. Cool, yeah. And you know, somebody else they sleep on is Lucas.
Yeah, Jordan Lucas.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
he's nice. He's nice.
He's actually one of my favorite right now as far as, like, artists is out.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, shout out to Jordan Lucas and fuck with
it. Right, man. Maybe one day you might get
no,
one
no.
with
him.
And you be on.
Listen, he back.
He the one.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, bro. But yeah, man. Speaking of which, do you have art in the future? Do you see yourself making more music? How he does it?
You
get what I'm saying? Like the way.
What you mean, like?
Like more so, like, I remember you said you was a storyteller,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, the way he, you know how his flow is and the way he tell his stories. Like, you see yourself going more in depth with that?
For sure. Like, that's one thing about Pooty HG that's different from every other artist. Pooty HG is versatile. You never really gonna get strictly, like, one straight. Like, every song is gonna sound different. You get what I'm saying? It's just going to have its own categories of what type of different do you want to hear, because I can give you pain, I can give you something for the clubs, I can give you that real freak shit, and I can give you that, you know, I can give you that real shit. So if it's all about, and I can spit some, I can do stuff for the ladies too. I make music for the ladies too. So It just depends on what type of mood you're in.
Right.
You know what I mean? And depending on what type of mood you're in, that determines what type of song you want to listen to.
So when you in a studio, that's what you basically go off is how the beat making you feel before you spit?
Right. Like, if I get a beat where it was sound like it's in an R&B tone, you know, I rap about something like a female, for instance, or my experiences I had with females. If I hear a beat that's on some drill shit, I'm taking it back to the trenches to when I was in the trap. You know what I mean? For my hip, I had to flip them packs like gymnastics. I had to make it happen. Came from poverty, late nights, a lot of niggas trapping. Strapped with different type of ratchets. I'm talking about different type of pistols. Pulling up on the op block, like, what is the issue? Like, shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, or if you want to hear some shit for the clubs, like, you know what I mean?
Shout out to
my new song, Kings for y'all, go stream that right now. You know what I mean? Keep it a buck, baby girl. I'm trying to fuck, but you there, it's like only at the top is only us. Like, you can get whatever you want from
Okay.
Shit, you know what I mean?
All right, man, you know, and then you got the John Pull Up Vibes.
Yeah,
you know
vibes.
What I mean?
Yeah, vibes going crazy right now. I go stream that on all platforms. You haven't heard it yet, but vibes going crazy right now.
Uh-huh. Spit a couple Jones off of that. Give them a preview of that vibe.
Show me that you want it. Anytime we catch a vibe, you know we always in the fucking trap, making plays, getting to the money. Come here, baby. I ain't gonna play with you. Keep it 100. Listen, man. I ain't gonna say too much.
All right, man. I ain't gonna hold you too much longer. But you know what I mean, since we on that vibe song, right?
Yeah.
How is it for you out here, man? All the ladies attacking you, you getting all the women. How that's working out, man?
It's actually been chilling, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I get a couple little shorties. They be feeling me. They be all over me type shit. But I mainly just stay grounded. I keep myself grounded as much as possible. You know what I mean? I keep myself busy with work. And you know what I mean? Yeah. That's basically it. I just keep myself busy with work. I don't really be concerned about, like, fucking a lot of bitches for real. I just want to have a good time with my art, with my craft. You feel what I'm saying? Like, finding a peace and enjoyment within that and letting everything else cop. All
right, man. And let the people know, how old are you, man?
I'm 24.
All right, when your birthday?
My birthday's March 24th.
Okay. What's your sign, man?
I'm an Aries.
Aries? All right, shout out to the Aries. Shout out to the Aries. All right, man. Well, you said you went out the country, you went overseas. How was that experience for you?
It was good. I went overseas. I had actually got the experience to go to, Barcelona, Spain. That's where I went to. It was very fun. I got to encounter some people. I got to make some connections with some good people, with some business tip, with some music tip. And just on life, you know what I mean? Like, it's good to do a different view of life when you go back to the States, you know what I mean? So, it's good, bro. It's a good experience.
Oh, that's what's up. So before you had that, was that your first time out the country?
Yeah, that was my first time.
So remember when you went out there, right?
Yeah.
Versus, you know how they show us on the news,
right?
Versus when you actually experience. How was that for you?
It was different. You know, before I even stepped over there, a lot of people was telling me like, oh, be careful, maybe trying to kidnap people, you know, all the shit that comes with going overseas. I'm like, yeah, but you know, that shit can happen anywhere, so we still go. So when I was over here, a lot of people say that it's beautiful and stuff like that. You're gonna see a bunch of black, you're gonna see people that's black, yeah. Bro, I went over there, bro, there's barely any black people, bro. It was black people, but it was barely any black people. By the Barcelona, I was in Spain, there's barely any black people. But I say this though, when I did go over there, it was beautiful, bro. Like, it make you appreciate life a little bit, man. You feel what I'm saying? And I got to see how their poverty is compared to our poverty. Like, their poverty, bro, they literally got people sleeping on the streets. You got people, I didn't even know that when you down there, like, they got people that got communities in tunnels, bro. It's like like how we got the subway down here. They got subway, but it's like tunnels and shit down there. And there's people that literally live in these tunnels, bro. Live in these tunnels. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah, that kind of, that just, that right there, when I seen that shit, that kind of just changed my outlook on life. Like, yo, it's so much to be appreciative about, because we over here, we thinking this shit is bad. There's people over here sleeping in tunnels, don't even know when their next meal going to be. We got welfare. We got a lot of shit over here. They don't got none of that shit, bro. So just make you appreciate life a bit more. That's what kind of made me appreciate life a bit more, being over there. And coming back made me realize, like, the hospitality over here is different. When I went down there, bro, I got a bunch of holas, como estas, you know what I mean? A bunch of how you doings, a bunch of hellos. When I come down here, bro, you know, it's just America. When people work past you, bro, that's just regular to us. I don't know you, I'm not going to say hi to you. No, down there, bro, you speak. If you see somebody, you speak when you walk past them. Like, it's different. So the mannerisms is different. So when I came back, it just made me realize, like, yo, we need to step our game up here. And most importantly, you gotta hold your character of being a good person no matter where you go at all times.
So that's what that experience taught to you, man.
Yeah, man.
Most valuable lesson. You said you made connections over there. What was one of the connections you made over there that you plan on trying to get back with?
I met this guy, his name was Bobby Porter. Shout out to Bobby Porter. He's an up-and-coming radio host. He's from London, and I got to talk to him or whatever, and basically we had spoke about some things, or just on some music shit, you know what I mean, about what I get into, what he get into, and he actually got a radio station that he's about to open up in the UK, in London, because that's where he's from. So we got some shit coming up, we got some news coming up with the UK, pretty soon, sometime coming around in the summer. I know he's setting up like he said he got like a podcast he putting together, like a radio station he putting together. So he like for me to basically come down there and freestyle. So that's pretty much it as far as the overseas news, you know. Waiting for Bobby to put everything together and just staying connected with him. Shout out to Bobby, shout out to Bobby Porter. Just connecting with him and seeing what's up with that freestyle, man.
All right, man. So, remember earlier when you said basically you couldn't do it all on your own, right?
Yeah.
How has those connections you made helped you out? How has it took you to like the next level in your career, in your music career? And also, I want to know, have you heard about them saying that music now, especially like hip hop music, is going down like 40%? Would you be willing to, or have you, have your music in different languages?
Sure. It's actually something that I've been looking into my damn self now. It's crazy that you said something to it. I was just rapping with my homie about that shit, like, you know, about getting music in different languages. The connections I've made, has been great. You know, like, I look at the connections I make as, at the end of the day, like, as something good to always reach back out to, because these are people that got to meet me for me, you know what I'm saying? And not just the artist. And then later on got to tap into who I am as an artist. So, you know, it helps because my goal is to be internationally underground. You know what I mean? I don't want to be internationally, like, in the billboards. You get what I'm saying? Like, if that makes sense. Like, there's a lot of artists, they got the number one song right now, but they're broke. And there's artists out here, they got number 65 song on Billboard. But the artist that got the number 65 song on the Billboard got more money than the artist on the number one. Listen, man, you already know who you rocking with. It's your guy, Pooty HG. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all make sure y'all tap into my music, man. King Flow is out right now. Vibes is out right now. And That Mode is out right now. So I suggest y'all tap in. Follow me on all platforms. You feel me? If y'all see me, y'all see me. Ask for the card. If y'all don't, well, listen, man. Just tap into the video. Follow me on all platforms at PODIEHG. You know what I'm saying? And you know how we rock. You already know how we coming. HG shit. How we get this shit. Real. You know what I'm saying? Tap in. Be safe. Let's get it.